time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. Another week in the books.
Word.
Summertime, you know, heating up, having a good time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing real good.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Likewise. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this summer. This heat is still, you know, yeah. But it's been all right. I can't complain, man.
Heard up.
Yeah, man. Any fucking way. What's good?
Man, you know, dodging this heat, one, you know. Two, busier than a motherfucker. And, no, that's not a bad thing, but I realized I walked out and Merlot was dirty. And Merlot don't get dirty. I'm like, damn, nigga, I ain't been to the good. I got to change my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the indicator that, nigga, you're doing your life wrong. You know what I'm saying? When your wheels is dirty, it's like,
especially in the summer. It's,
yeah, in the summer, dirty, you know what I'm saying? The grimy wheel. So that was a clear indication that I need to get my shit together. You know, wake up and smell the flowers or something. You know?
A barometer.
Yeah. Let you know. Yeah. So I got to get myself together. I've been, you know, on the run, ripping and running, trying to get shit together, but you got to take time. To do your life right, you know.
I hear that.
So
I hear that. Yeah,
that's what I'm on.
That's what's up. Yes. I feel like the birds in my neighborhood know when I get my car washed. It's like they don't let a nigga shine, boy. They say, oh, this nigga shining. Hold on. They just hit me with the deliberate diarrhea on target, like nasty.
Who?
The birds.
Oh, the birds.
These pigeons. These pigeons out here is just, I mean, it's disgusting. It just looked like, yeah, it looked like napalm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is like, it's like it immediately after my shit has just been washed. Here we go. It's bad enough, nigga, done looked around, spun the block a million times trying to find a motherfucking parking spot. And right where I parked seemed to be the porta potty for the birds.
Damn.
They like, okay, let's get them. Let's initiate them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
I got a tree in front of my house, and it's the congregation for the birds to shit on whoever parks under the tree. And, you know, everybody who live right in that little section, they know. You know what I'm saying? I don't even park. It's right dead in front of my crib, and I don't park there. You know what I'm saying? I park right before you get to the tree, right after the tree. Not under that mug, because they whoever get there, they do them in. It's like a massive... It's warfare of shit, you know?
Right.
So I understand, and it's a shame because, you know, when the city came around asking everybody, did they want a tree? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I want me a tree. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all the
tree
old
grows in Brooklyn.
All the old school neighbors was like, none, you know. And I'm like, nah, we need a tree. We need our tree, our street to be tree lined like the next block. Man, fuck that. I'm getting me a tree. You know what I'm saying? And the tree has been a nuisance to everybody ever since. Because when it was in its little growth phase, the branches was mad aggressive. You know what I'm saying? They was low and mad. So whoever parked there had to kind of move an aggressive branch out the way to get into their car. You know? So then your neighbor's looking at you like, nigga, you need to cut your branch, man. Hey, you know, man, I'm letting the tree blossom and flow. And you know what I'm saying? Let's not fuck with the tree. Let the tree grow. Now the tree is full grown. It's becoming a massive tree. But the birds love it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't understand. They don't go on no other tree. They love this tree. No other tree do you get the, you know what I'm saying, the machine gun shit. But this tree, I don't know what it is about the tree that bring the birds, but I don't park under it. I like to look at it. I'm glad it's there. But, you know, it's a bad parking spot.
See, that's why I take the shit that hit my car a little bit more personal, because it's not even a tree. They just flying through, letting go. Like, it ain't, I could understand if I looked at what was going on and said, okay, I'm fucking up. No, it is nothing but, it's a fucking free air zone right there. Nothing. So these motherfuckers is just, they on, what are they, crop dusting. You know what I'm saying? This shit is bananas. So yeah, man, I don't get it. I do not get it. And they be so on time.
And on like, point.
Yo, I heard he came back from the wash. Let's get him. And there they go.
Got him.
Yep. Spot him, got him.
Damn, what happened to Spot him, got him? He's still in jail?
I didn't even know he was in jail. I remember. Hey. What was Spot him, got him's record? That was the.
That was the. Man, the running joint. Damn, man. Then, I don't know. I got laid.
I just remember it was a dance with it, right? It was a dance with it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in jail.
Bottom. Yo, he got caught at the one of them, the Ritz called him with an AK or something like that.
Oh, man. They spotted him and got him.
But I don't know. I haven't seen him around. I ain't heard nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Spot him, got him. He ain't even on the news cycle. What the hell? Well, y'all let us know what happened to Spot him, got him.
Yeah, let us know. Spot him, if you here, jump in the replay.
Damn, he got shot last year.
Okay. He survived?
Yeah. Spot him suffered gunshot wounds to both of his legs while the driver sustained an injury to his hip. Both Spot him and the unidentified driver were transported to Aventura Hospital. He needed to get on out of Miami. Oh, this was a road rage shooting? Jeez.
Yo, and road rage looking crazy nowadays. You see this video, this couple? They just started, they jumped out their car, started shooting at a fucking car. They had some shit. Like, yeah, man, this shit was just brazen, too. Like, they didn't give a fuck. Who saw? And fortunately enough, the person that recorded it, they were close enough to where they could have got it too, point blank range. I guess the lady was so road raged out that she didn't realize she was being recorded. So she shot, boom, at the car. Looked like she missed the car. If she hit the car, it didn't seem to go through. Then the car spun, like turned the corner. She just let off again. The second one was super reckless because it could have hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I seen that. And then seen some other road rage shit. But speaking of camera, you know, like camera phone, you know, witnesses, I saw this video of these women fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I see this in a long time. Maybe the first time I've ever seen it. There was somebody recording the fight. And one of the girls, she was trying to rush one of the girls, and the girl threw her to the ground. And she just got up and rushed the camera woman, started beating the camera woman down. So all you saw was just the shit just got real. It was like 3D. You see the fight, and then the fight came to her, and that was it. I was like, oh shit. I'm surprised you don't see more of that.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw some shit. Yeah. I guess it was a little, you know, your algorithm be sending you 2-3 types of videos at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Some little niggas trying to rob somebody, because you know the caption was like, you know they tried to rob a veteran, and it looked like they was trying to jack somebody, but the car sped off, and then they just looked at the next available person, and it was a guy who happened to be an ex-military person, seemed to be like a white boy, I think, and mm-hmm. Some kids, like some young niggas, so he ran up on him with the gun, you know what I'm saying, pointing it, you know, dead at him, and then you could hear it was like, are you serious? And then they just kept pointing. Man, he smacked the hell out of him so hard. Gun flew all across the way. Then body slammed his ass. But doom!
Yeah.
And then put his, you know what I'm saying, and then pinned him down, and the boy was squealing like a. That the caption was like, "The streets ain't for everybody. Get your grades up."
Yeah, yeah, that shit crazy, man.
Like, damn.
Go get a regular job. Go ahead, man.
Get a job, man. I bet he won't try that shit no more.
Not at all. Not at all. There's too much evidence out there that you're not good at it.
And then his partner, after he starts squealing, was like, "Let him go. Let him go." He ain't jumping. He ain't trying to help. He was halfway down the street. Let him go.
Damn. Shit is terrible. Oh man.
Shit. Yeah, dude. Yep. That's what's good.
I was having this thought, speaking of crazy shit on camera, I was having this thought. I was watching these videos, these parkour videos. You ever seen these parkour videos?
Yeah, I've seen them. Parkour is big a few years back.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it's still around. Like, it's a nice little subculture. Because every so often I'll see, like, a new little video montage of about four. And shit is so ridiculous to me. Like, it just don't make no type of sense. And what surprises me is that, obviously, I don't know if I want to see the videos, but I'm surprised I don't hear about more parkour-related deaths. Because the shit is death-defying. Like, in every, you know, like, dog, everybody miss a dunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you nice, you done got hung. You done missed the dunk. You done missed the three. You know what I mean? You done lost the ball in the middle of a crossover. Somebody in the middle of one of these parkour building-to-building jumps has jumped a little too short, or the grip wasn't strong enough, and it was over. And I just don't see none of that. For the amount of parkour videos I see, I don't see the other side. And I'm curious. I don't want to say, I don't want to wish that on nobody, but I just feel like there's a part of me that's like, not wishing it on somebody, but there's a part of me that just wants to be affirmed that that dumb shit comes with a consequence. This is some dumb shit. This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you need to see the other side of the dumb shit, whether it's the camera person getting their ass whipped, whether it's the gunman getting their shit smacked away and beat up, or whether it's the motherfucking daredevil that dared the wrong devil, and now they looking like deviled eggs. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But, I don't know.
Oh, shit. But maybe that's the art of parkour. Maybe the art of parkour is to make something look more dangerous than it really is.
Right.
But maybe. I'm not sure. But I might be disrespecting the whole sport.
I mean, unless it's camera trickery, that shit is dangerous. I'm not going to lie. That shit is dangerous. And it's only good because of how dangerous it is. Because if it wasn't dangerous, that shit would just look like you just got a lot of restless energy. There's a lot of horseplay for these motherfucking grown-ass kids. You know what I'm saying? But when you 20 stories in the air, jumping from fucking rooftop to rooftop, or jumping off the side of a building onto a fire escape, flipping onto some other shit, I'm like, wow. That shit, wow.
Yeah, yeah, man, that shit. More danger, more death-defying it is, the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They define that death so far. So far.
That's what it's all about out here. You know what I'm saying? If you real with it, you can put your life on it.
Right. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm just here. I'm just chopping it up. I was just vamping out.
You got quiet. You know, sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah?
You know how it be when you're on the phone and shit. You're like, hello, you still there?
Yeah, nigga, I'm here. You
there? I mean, I couldn't hear you. Nigga got quiet. Shit.
I had to turn that AC on. Hopefully, that don't compromise the audio integrity. I tried to do a swelter record, but that shit was getting, it wasn't.
Hey, man.
It wasn't the move.
I don't see why. I be on an AC record every week.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
I don't know. I guess that's part of my background.
There you go. Yeah, I can't do it. I guess that. Yeah, well, shit. There it is. There's some continuity here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, dog. What's going on with you, man? What you been up to?
Man, you know, out here working. It's about to be back to school. You know, in the South, it's back to school. So now, you know, trying to get my daughter set up for school and shit. Making that transition from the big city.
Right.
To the black city. So.
Right, right.
You know.
Okay.
So, you know, trying
How's
to
that
get
going?
That. Yeah, that's going cool, man. You know, trying to get her into, you know, the right school for her. And, you know, this is so subjective and everybody has their opinions on what's a good school and, you know, every day suggestions of where you should put your kid, you know. And for me, you know, I've done private schools. You know what I'm saying? Gave private school people a lot of money. And, you know, I can't say that they always the best school for your kid. You know what I'm saying? Especially this particular kid, you know, who's coming from New York. So, you know, coming from New York and then and she's in a mixed environment in New York. But us New York white people is a lot different than Georgia white people. You know what I'm saying? So New York people, you know, they liberal for the most part, you know, voted for, you know, Obama. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's different. They live in Brooklyn. They kind of surrounded by, you know, the blacks. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. You know, the geography makes it a little different where you got to rub shoulders with a nigga on the train every morning, you know?
Right.
You know, down here, you know, it's Southern whites, you know? And so you had to take that into consideration when, you know, people say, yeah, you know, they got great schools in Alpharetta and Marietta and all the Eddas and Villes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Almaretta.
Yeah, you know, all the Eddas and Villes and shit. And so, you know, me, I like to go see a place, you know what I mean? See the community and you know, get a vibe of the community. And so I always go to one place in particular to catch the vibe of who's who and how it is. And, you know, most times that place is Publix, you know? Everybody got to buy groceries. Publix, yeah. Everybody got to buy groceries.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's like a natural gathering spot where you don't just stand out, just sitting around trying to peep the vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's a place that people going to be. People from the community going to be in this place. So you go to the local Publix and then you could gauge what type of people you're around. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these places, you know, you get there, you know, yeah, it's nice. You got space and got more room. But then you round, you know, a different kind of people. And they looking you up and down and, you know, you wear your mask, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you is? You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. So there's varying degrees of types of white people around this area. So you have to kind of figure it out. So, boom, then. On the flip side, there's varying degrees of kind of black people as well. So you got to figure out, okay, now, what kind of black people is these? You know what I'm saying? Is these black people or these niggas? So you got to figure it out and try to make your decision based off of your equation. So now I got a girl coming out of New York. She's going to be the new face in a new place. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to figure out where you're going to drop her down for her best. You know what I'm saying? Social, mental, and educational health. And you had to take all that in consideration, all the types of people, and figure out, you know, which is the best place for that kid. And that's what I'm in the process of doing. So that's been a headache, because once you drill it down, then you got to find somewhere to stay. And it's like, oh, Lord. You know what I'm saying? So That's the type of thing I'm dealing with. She's super excited. You know what I'm saying? She's like, Daddy, I need to glow up. Okay. You know, I need to redo my whole closet. I need to glow up. First day of school, ninth grade. new city, right. You know. All right. I'm on that type of time right now.
Big deal. Capture the moment. Now, yep. I thought, your daughter have cousins the same age that are in school down there?
A couple of cousins her age, but they stay in the Villas.
Okay. So you trying to get the, are you looking to maybe get them in the same school situation? Is that a possibility or it might not?
No, because that's a lot of times they stay further out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I don't want to stay further out. That's my whole thing.
Right.
I want to keep it in my commute. I don't want my commute to be, you know what I'm saying, 2 hours a day in traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the kind of gas prices going on, shit, I want to be able to,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pop in, pop out.
Yeah. Yeah, Atlanta traffic is kind of nasty, too. For no reason, too, sometimes.
It's a reason. The reason is motherfucking cars.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know, man. I haven't been in Atlanta traffic in a long time, but I do remember being in there. Like, you get kind of through the whole shit and you don't see anything that started it. It's no accident. It's no road work. It was just...
No, it's just traffic. So you gotta understand about Atlanta. It's two major interstates coming through this bitch. Well, three. You know what I'm saying? Mostly the traffic coming from through the Atlanta mostly be from 75, 85, which is a major thoroughfare going, you know, from the south, from the north to the south, and from the south to the north. So you got traffic coming through from Tennessee and North Carolina and all those places. Then you got traffic, trucks, and interstate commerce coming from, you know, Florida, you know, South Georgia, going up through these other states. So that's major interstate commerce going through your day-to-day commute, you know. So you got to take that in consideration. It's less going east to west, and then, you know, so 20 ain't as bad, but that 75, 85 is a whole thing.
I mean, you know, it sounds like it makes sense. Again, I ain't been there in a minute. I just, you know, I mean, you're right. It's a whole lot of shit going on down there. So yeah, that's probably the cause of it. New York traffic, there's spotty. It gets spotty. It gets more so like it's time intervals. For the most part, there's certain places where it's always going to be a little situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's an accident. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I guess it's the devil you know. Because I can move around in New York traffic.
Yeah, because...
Like, even when it's nasty, I know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cause, I mean, I do too. And that's why I say I'm not going far out. Because when you far out... You're gonna have to mess with it at some point. In New York, traffic is traffic because there's only so many ways out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If you're going from Brooklyn to Manhattan, you only got about 3-4 bridges to get over. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that's trying to go there is going over them same 3-4 bridges. So it's taking a whole city and putting it on a 2-lane, 3-lane street to get across. You know what I'm saying? So you got that. But nobody wants to, I mean, like that traffic that's coming from Long Island trying to get to the city, you ain't really going to be able to take no back streets. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be on that LIE or that, you know what I'm saying? Northern Parkway.
Don't do the LIE.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a whole lot.
It's tough.
It's messed up. Mm-hmm. So that's the same as, you know, having to go 75, 85 somewhere up through Atlanta. I try to avoid it. So I need to be somewhere where I could take a back street and be, you know, still 20 minutes, you know?
Right.
25.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I need options on the commute.
Yeah. That's true. Know what's going on. Man.
chill. So that's what that's what's going on around this motherfucker, man.
I hear that. That sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah. On this side, man, it's just, I mean, not just, it's shows out here doing shows, trying to avoid this monkeypox. You know. Damn, man.
Monkeypox, wild, man. That's some wild shit.
That shit look crazy. I saw somebody say on Twitter, it was like, people probably more apt to get the vaccine for monkeypox because more people are afraid of, they said, you know, people ain't caring about being sick. They just don't want to be ugly. You know what I mean? And that monkeypox shit look crazy. That shit looks scary as fuck. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just the last thing I want. I don't need no monkeypox. That shit look Just look unpleasant. And these, you know, we had our monkeypox conversation, but now they talking about it's a state of emergency here in New York. So I don't know what's the vibe. You know what I mean? I don't know anybody personally that got it yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's still, you know what I'm saying? It's still just an abstract threat. But,
man, that's why you don't want to.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I had a mosquito bite the other day, and I was shook. I was like, this shit, I think this is a mosquito bite. We're going to wait till tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hell no. But, yeah, it was just the mosquito. It wasn't the monkey.
Yeah, buddy.
But, yeah, but anyway, so there's that. I'm trying to think, man, what I've been up to besides doing shows, watching, I seen fucking Biden caught COVID twice. That shit crazy. I think Biden trying to quit on the low, to be totally honest with you. I think he just like, man, look. Said, I got COVID again. I ain't got no symptoms this time. I'm close. I'm around. You know what I mean? If you need me, but I'm going to fall back a bit. I think Biden trying to step off. That he kind of threw with this shit. This shit is a little bit more taxing than he thought it was. He like, man, look, throw Kamala in. Let's see what she could do. I think I'm about to fade off. If this nigga get COVID for a third time, then you know what it is. He trying to get the fuck on.
That nigga just need a vacation from y'all.
Yeah, man.
I want to talk.
Why, man. Yeah. I've been looking for that. I just want to take a trip somewhere. And I'm a little indecisive as to where, but I want to go somewhere just to, you know, just to see something different, you know? I don't know if it's a vacation type of shit or a trip, you know? Like, you know, the vacation is just the layup, you know what I'm saying? Chill, be on the beach, near the water. That's restorative. That's real chill. But then there's also the desire to see some new shit, too. You know, see something new. And that's where the indecision comes in. Cause I'm like, what new do I want to see? Like, what's on the edge? I got a list of things that I would like to see. I don't know how much sense a lot of this shit make, you know what I mean? Especially with all of this stuff in limbo, monkeypox and COVID variants, you know, the US is funny, man. They'll close some shit down soon as I get to the other side of somewhere, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't want to hold off and then be on the other side of another year and be like, damn, I could have went somewhere, you know? But I just feel like I'm getting restless. I feel like shit is just routine. And I don't know, man. I don't want to say it's chasing inspiration because I don't want to look at it like that. It's an interesting thing, man. I'm thinking about I feel like yeah, I want to see some different shit. And I don't know, I feel like I want to experience something new. I don't know exactly what it is, and I don't even want to put all that expectation on it. But I know as of late, you know, when I do these shows, I'm talking about things that are funny and some things that I'm connected to, but I'm trying to get more inspired to reconnect to why I started doing comedy in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just so I could kind of love that shit a little bit more. Right. You know? Like, right now, I don't want to say it's a job. It is a job. It's something I do. But I don't know. I just want to feel a little bit more inspired as opposed to goal-driven. You know? Like, I was watching this interview with Lord Finesse, and he was like, basically, he was just talking about, you know, sometimes if you in the industry of something, you know, you start to find, I don't even want to know if it was validation, but like the reasoning behind a lot of what you do is either for industry validation or industry aim rather than craft shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've been having some conversations about that. Like, just getting back to the craft of it all. You know what I'm saying? Not the celebrity of it all or the notoriety of it all of that shit. Like, that shit could come, but, like, just tapping into, like, what make you feel, like, spirited in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm just, you know, and but at the same time, because there's this part of me that's like, it always weds what I do to what I can do in the world, right? So if I want to take a trip, there's this part of me that, you know, that I got to shake off to feel like I got to validate taking a trip by like having some, when I come back, that should have, I should have some material to talk about from this trip. As opposed to just doing it because I want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, the life of, like, you know, it goes back to, like, that whole, I guess a little bit of the, in the same vein of frolicking. Just live to live.
Mm-hmm.
Not live to yield content. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the ROI? Or, you know what I'm saying, what's the ROF, the return on frolicking? You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just got to frolic with just abandon. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the fuck it's going to be is what's going to be. If you got the opportunity to do some shit, do that shit because you want to just do that shit. You know what I mean? And that should be it. You know, sometimes for me, I got to validate the choice before I make the choice.
Right.
Well, I guess I could justify that because that'll lead to this. And it's like, and then you just putting undue expectations on some shit that you just really wanted to do just for the one of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about that, you know. I've been thinking about that, trying to and you know, pull the trigger sooner than later on that, you know, and just getting away from all types of noise and trying to really be on some, learn to get back to my own antenna. You know what I'm saying? Right. Tune into my own frequency. You know, get away from all of the noise and all the other satellites and shit like that. And when, like, really, when you, and it's tough. That shit is tough. Go ahead.
When you were in tune with to your own antenna, you know what I'm saying? What was your space? What was your thought process? How did you feel like you got to the tune?
I don't know. I don't, you know, it's funny, man. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't recall. And maybe it's because it's just fuzzy. You know, like when you talk about time hopping or time travel,
mm-hmm.
and you tap into these things, sometimes a lot of that shit be fuzzy. That's why, like, I try to journal a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even though I be feeling like my journals just read like real introspective police reports. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like what I ate that day, where I went, maybe a line that's somewhat exploring some type of thought, but it's just like, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. It don't always be expansive.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think back on shit, I don't know. I think, and I would have to really give this shit some real deep thought, like real deep thought, and I've been trying to do this, but I think since I went from one career into another career,
mm-hmm.
I definitely recognized that I was trying to apply a lot of corporate infrastructure, or at least corporate flow chart, meritocracy payoff to some shit that wasn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like trying to give order in some shit that it, there is no order. There is no, it's just what you can, what you do, what you, it's what you make of it. You know what I mean? There's no like, you go from this, this position to this position to that position. You know, but there was the whole thing of getting in there to validate my pivot and justify my, you know, involvement in that based on what I could do, whether it's get on TV, get on the show, get some money, get on the lineup. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but it wasn't, I don't know if I ever, or if I did it for long, like really basking the fact of the matter of just getting on stage and being funny. And not be the end all and be all, like just to be there and talk shit. Because that's what appealed to me when I was watching it from afar before it was an industry. And I mean like well before, like before I even knew what any of this shit came with. Just watching people that you was like, oh, that motherfucker funny. So, like, for instance, I listened today. I was just listening to Martin Lawrence's Talking Shit, his comedy album. That's, like, one of my favorite comedy albums of all time. And I remember when it first came out, I might have been in high school or something like that. And it's just, I just remember listening to that shit. I had the tape, listening to that shit on the stereo, like, every day, like all the time. Like I know that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like one of my, like I know that shit like a music album. You know what I'm saying? Like the lines is just, I just to this day. And it was just funny. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, obviously he was the man. You know what I mean? Obviously I, you know, the reason I even knew about him was because of all of the success or whatever, but the motherfucker, that shit was just funny as hell. You know what I mean? I don't know. Sometimes when I'm looking at comedy, it's hard to just even enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, if I'm looking at my own shit, I'm like, you know, picking it apart or what can I do with this or da 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 da. Is this where I, you know what I mean? Where I want it to be. And then when I'm looking at other people, peers or people that are, you know, beyond me or, you know, by, you know what I'm saying? Newer motherfuckers, I'm still kind of looking at it in a craft sense or in a, like, a restless sense. Like, I got to, shit, man, I don't even like watching this shit. I feel jumpy like a parkour nigga. I feel like I need to be, you know what I'm saying, on stage or something. And sometimes, this ain't just comedy, but sometimes it just feels like I'm chasing busy rather than doing something productive. It's just, I'm just moving to for the sake of moving. You know what I mean? Like just to say, well, I moved today. You know what I'm saying? But what was the, and not even to break it down to what was the yield, but how did you feel? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you feel? You know?
And see, anyway, that's the whole point right there. Anytime that you're trying to find a space and a time, you know what I mean? It's usually gonna reveal itself through a feeling, right? Had there ever been a time where you felt like comedy was just talking shit for you on stage, doing it how you envisioned it?
Maybe in the beginning. It's funny, man. I think it was more so like even before comedy when I was just talking shit around my people.
Right.
And I've always been trying to just capture that. Like, but obviously that was absent of all expectation. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like niggas paid to see me or anything like that. It was just, you know what I'm saying? Nigga just bugging out, just being funny. And I gotta try my hardest to tap into that, like to unhinge the shit to everything. Just to just be selfish about, dog, I'm here to enjoy myself. You know what I'm saying? If I enjoy myself, I have a feeling that y'all are gonna enjoy this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's what they say. Like, fun. That's the root of funny. Like, to have fun with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just be in there talking shit. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, let go. And just, yeah. Sometimes it's harder, though, because sometimes it just feels like if I'm doing that and as I judge it, I'm feeling like I'm being self-indulgent. If I don't, like, I'm not on topic, or I'm not presenting, or like, even, I mean, honestly, even with the pod, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be feeling the way, like, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm trying to, looking at my life, like, well, what did I do this last week? What could we talk about? I mean, the Beyonce album came out, but that ain't, we got a couple minutes on that. That ain't a whole lot. What did I watch? I don't want to talk about it. What did I, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but fuck it. This is what we do. We going to find the conversation in the conversation. It's going to be what it's going to be. Right. And, you know, if y'all fuck with it, y'all fuck with it. But, you know, I can't even worry about that. Because I can't control that. I can't control this nigga right now. Just turned this shit off. I was like, come on, man. Fuck this shit.
Nah, but it's a motherfucker right now trying to find their feeling. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of all the shit is, you know, again, is expectations and all that shit that kill the feeling. And sometimes it would actually, you know, if I was at a time where shit wasn't really cracking, you know what I'm saying? When we first started this pod, when you invited me on here, my shit wasn't really cracking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was moving about trying to find my space, but it didn't feel good. I just felt like, God damn, this like felt like life was hard. You know what I'm saying? Like waking up was a constant dodging of a bill collector or, you know what I'm saying, something. You know what I mean? Mm. And it was just a lot going on. And so, you know, my homeboy D, you know, who went to fam with me, and we came up with some dope shit and created some TV show back in the day and had great time all through college. Like, it was never a bad day in college. It didn't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Even on the bad days, it felt like shit, something was going to crack. And he asked the question, like, you know, what did we do then that we're not doing now? You know what I'm saying? What's missing? And I ain't have no answer for that shit. You know, about 3 days later, I woke up with it. That's, oh, shit. And the answer was, like, back then, we woke up expecting live shit to happen. It was nothing getting in the way of live shit happening back then. You know what I'm saying? Woke up expecting. I don't give a fuck. No money, no nothing. Shit, we going to this, we going to that. We going to do this. We going to eat good. We going, you know what I'm saying, find some girls. We going to do all of it. You know what I'm saying? Despite the circumstances. And that's what happened. Every day, live shit happened. It's just magically. You know what I'm saying? You just end up in these magical scenarios. Now, nigga wake up with the weight of the world, worried. Like, oh, shit, what the fuck gonna go wrong today? You expect wrong shit. You expect bad shit to happen. You know what I'm saying? Something to go wrong. Somebody gonna, you know what I mean, come with some bullshit. You ain't gonna have it. That is gonna be a problem. Somebody gonna be knocking on the window, talking about this, talking about that. You know? And you wake up with that stress. And it appears in your life. Not that it gets in your way or stops you. It just prevents you from enjoying that shit. You know what I'm saying? So once I realized it, you know what I'm saying, then I was able to identify the time where it just was at the apex of, you know what I'm saying, magic for me. And I realized that was 1992 when we came up with the show. I did my first internship in New York. That didn't go well, but it opened the door for us to create the show. You know what I'm saying? And then, shit, at that point, I was like, man, I'm talking to God. I'm praying for 92 energy. You know what I'm saying? I need 92 energy. I need 92 energy around me. And slowly but surely, 92 energy started coming back. And this shit that was odd, I was talking to my pops. Yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday, pops. You know what I'm saying? And really realized when I was on that internship in 92 in New York, when it was coming to an end, a friend of his was trying to help me get to another label. You know what I'm saying? She was like, well, what kind of stuff you like? Blah, blah, blah. She was like, yo, you should go over there with Sean. And I was like, okay. And then they called them. And then they was at Greek Fest. It was 4th of July. They was at Greek Fest. So they was like, you know, we'll have to talk about it when I get back. But I had ran out of houses, so it was like, shit. I went back to Miami, and that's when we started the show. And then I look at my life right now. I'm working with Sean at Revolt, doing TV. You know what I'm saying? Executive producer over TV shows. You know what I'm saying? It's just prime 92 energy. You know what I'm talking about? Mm. It was 92. He was out here dropping Jodeci and Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige was dropping.
Oh, you saying Sean.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Puff. Oh, okay. She was like, go over there to Uptown, and you should be over there with Sean. They doing some good stuff over there. But I didn't have no more money and no more housing, so I went back to the crib, and then that's when we planned to do the TV show, and we did the shit, and it worked. You know what I'm saying? And then as life goes on, like I said, damn, I need some 92 energy. And, you know, none of this is planned. I didn't plan to, you know, I'm going to go over apply. It's just how shit moved and worked and formed itself. Just to remind you, God be putting shit in your way to just remind your ass sometimes. Like, you see, nigga, gave your ass 92 energy, nigga. You right back where you started, but at a whole nother place. You use your own self and your own experience to save yourself, you know? And that's how that shit be. Like, you got to search for when the feeling was right and get to the feeling. And when you get to the feeling, you'll look around and be like, oh, shit, this is exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, I've been trying to tap into that. I've been listening to a lot of old shit, music, you know, like old things that I fucked with. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. And I guess, like, it's going to have to come as it comes. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, don't put a rush on it, but just be intentional. You know what I'm saying? Be intentional and still do what you do day to day. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, like try to direct the energy in a certain way. Try to tap in and try to listen, you know? That's a hard thing for me, to just be quiet, you know? Like, sometimes I'm always been, like, very, like, it could be tough for me just to be quiet, you know what I mean? And just be still. And sometimes you got to do it, because being still sometimes processes as being stagnant. And it ain't always that. Being still could, if it's intentional, it's a move in itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, I don't know. Do you have any, are you good at that? Are you good at, like, just paying attention to your own thoughts, zeroing in on your own thoughts? I don't even want to say meditating, but like just...
It's funny.
Focusing within.
It's funny because that same summer, 1992, is when I discovered it. I mean, I had been, you know, I spent a lot of time alone as a kid and all that type of shit. But as a grown person, really tapping into it, and it wasn't like on purpose, like I'm being purposeful and one with self and I'm going to, you know, tune in. It wasn't that. It was arriving in New York City alone from Miami. I've never been in this place, and it's all of these people, and it's just you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got 8 million people, but it feel like you in this bitch by yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you be walking the streets, and you be just talking to yourself in your head, or listen to your Walkman. You know what I'm saying? And it's like all this going on, and nobody really paying attention to you. You can't just stop by nobody's crib. You don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying? And and that solitude forced you. It was not even like a happy, calm solitude. It was a forced solitude. Like, damn, I'm in this bitch solo, dolo. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. You know what I'm saying? You just walking through the Bronx or walking through Manhattan and all these people, but ain't nobody studying you. And you know, I didn't know how to just tap in. So it was just me thinking. And me working shit out in my head, listening to music, playing my tapes, and, you know what I'm saying, probably writing some raps or some shit. But that solitude, that exercise of that solitude for those 2 months or whatever, it trained me to be able to talk to myself and listen to myself. And I don't think many people get the opportunity to get that, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, to learn, all right, boom, I'm really solo. Because you always, you know, when you in your own city, when you in your own space, you got a lot of crutches. You know what I'm saying? You could, like, you know, all right, I'm here, I'm bored by myself. Let me call somebody and just go hang out. Or let me just go over here to the restaurant and hang out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Distract.
Yeah, you could do all that stuff and never really have to sit with yourself. But when you locked in a city, you know what I'm saying, and you ain't really got nowhere to go, you really haven't made any deep connections with people, it's like, damn, nigga, all these people, and I'm by my motherfucking self. And but that talk, that experience, it's the same shit I use now. You know what I'm saying? I could be anywhere and tap back into that same thing. Even I could be around, I could be in a room full of people, I could be in a whole big ass concert, I could be anywhere and tap right into that shit because I had that experience and I found it valuable. Because I found a lot of ideas, I found a lot of myself within that solitude, and I'm able to use that now, you know. And the pandemic was just that. Again, it's like a time that may never exist again, where it was just like the world just stopped. Wasn't nobody going nowhere, so you weren't missing shit, but you had this time to just be. And that really helped me tap back into that shit in a major way and change my outcomes.
Mm-hmm. I think that, and I was just having a conversation with somebody about that. I think there's two prong with the pandemic, right? So like the pandemic was imposed upon us in the way of, it wasn't like I opted to take this time out. I had to take this time. This time was oh, shit. We were sat down, you know, not unbeknownst, but like against all will. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Look, dog, you non-essential. Sit your ass down. Stay safe, right? And it took a little while to kind of embrace it somewhat, you know. But even then, even I remember at the beginning of that shit, you see the people talking about, you don't come out of this shit with a screenplay, or you don't come out of this shit with a da 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 da. It was already this attachment to like yield, right? And I was thinking, I was like, two things. So I was thinking, like, to sit down again, like you said, like the 2 months when you were just in the Bronx and you were just talking to yourself or whatever, due to the circumstances of your situation, but like to create that for yourself to where you're like, all right, I'm just gonna unplug, I'm gonna be quiet. And I'm going to selfishly lock in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like if you got the time, you could do that shit and just lock in and not give a fuck about anything but this time, right?
Right.
Because then on the other side of it, what happened was when the pandemic lifted, you know, or not pandemic lifted because it's still arguably a pandemic going on, but when, you know, quarantine lifted and people could kind of get back out there, there was this desire to make up for lost time, whatever that meant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the last thing you want to be is locked away, because you were locked away. Now we go in, you know what I'm saying? Get your shit back. Go for it. You know, all of that shit. And it's mm-hmm. just like a self-imposed unplugging. You know, that takes some agency, that takes some intention to be like, all right, nah, this is some shit that I'm doing. You know what I mean? And don't feel no guilt about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking to do. Like, fuck it. That's for real. Like, I'm just trying to get back to me. You know what I mean? Because this pursuit shit, it's exhausting. You know what I'm saying? It's not really inspired by nothing but competition, or inspired by nothing but shit that's outside of my own desire. You know what I mean? It's inspired by industry standard. You know what I mean? And sometimes you realize, like, that ain't even what drove you to do any of this shit. There was no industry before you were excited about it, before you were curious about it. You didn't even know all of this shit existed. You know what I'm saying? Or I didn't know all this shit existed until I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't use that for the the goalposts for what feeds me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Man, get to it, man, because it's there. Yeah. It's there. It's right there inside of you. You know what I mean? You just got to tap into the God within, you know?
Mm. Yeah. No, that's real shit. And trust. That's the thing. It's just trust. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't feel no type of way, though. You know, like, I don't know. Get busy just to, you know what I'm saying, out of a trauma response. Go back to that old, you asleep? No, I'm awake. What's up? What you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, nigga, lock in. Do what you need to do.
Yeah. And you know, you can separate. If you separate 2 months, man, ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody take that from you. Can't nobody shame you for trying to tap into yourself, man. You know?
Yeah.
It's, you know, shit, everybody had to do it. Shit. Jesus had to go to the cave. Muhammad had to go to the cave. You know what I'm saying? And tap in, you know? Why you can't? They don't even act. It's not even like, it make it like that's not even possible to disconnect and just be, when that's what we all here to do, is to be. But we so busy trying and doing other shit, trying and doing, that we miss out on being. And being is the part of this whole shit. You know, everybody want to do and want to be and trying and you know, and really it's just be, man, just be.
Shit. That's it. I'm about to be. I'm just being. Just gonna be. So we gonna see.
You say what?
I said I'm about to be, and we gonna see. And it's not even about we gonna see. It's going. I'm gonna be. I'm going to be. And, yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be. That ass. No, for real, though. Oh, shit, man.
Oh, man, yeah. Golly. That stuff is tough, man. It was a light conversation, but that shit was heavy.
Yeah. It got there. It was something. Oh, shit, man.
Shit.
I guess you good? Talk about some other shit, let's transform, roll the fuck out there.
I mean, let that marinate, you know what I'm saying? Let that sizzle in their spirit for a minute.
There you go. There
it's sizzling in mine.
Exactly. Well, shit, until next week, man, tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Bird.
Conversation.